Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And when Steven enters the house, he goes, "The party has arrived." Yeah. And then he like points, like,
yes.
Who? I don't know.
Steven is something else.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Millennial TV and Season 2 of Laguna Beach. As always, we are your hosts, Candace,
Adrian,
and Liz.
Today we are recapping Laguna Beach Season 2, Episode 16, Nothing More to Say. Just a reminder that we do this every week and you can watch along with us on Paramount Plus in the US or CTV in Canada. A quick fun announcement for all of you guys who listen in every week. We are doing an open question forum episode. For this episode, you guys can submit any questions of interest about your host, the show, the podcast, Ask Alice advice style, or anything else on your mind. The episode will air June 25th, so if you'd like, you can message us on Instagram, email us at millennialtv@gmail.com, that's TEAV@gmail.com, or hit us up on Reddit. We're so excited to hear from you. So today just happens to be Menstrual Hygiene Day. Thank you, Adrian, for letting me in on that one. So instead of pop culture, we decided to celebrate by sharing some of our embarrassing, sometimes funny, period nightmares with you all. So buckle up or tune it out. Here we go.
We figured that since most of our listeners are, surprise, surprise, women, it would be really fun to share these stories because who doesn't love a good period story? So I can go first. So I was always one of those kids that wanted to do like teenage things before I was clearly ready. My sister is 7 years older than me, and everything that I saw her go through, like, I wanted to do. So she wore a bra. I freaking wanted to wear a bra. But I was clearly too young because I had no boobies yet. So every time she would literally like stick her arms through like her little bra, I'd be like, "Don't hook it. Let me hook it." And I would run to the back and freaking hook her bra, which is crazy. And if she hears this on the podcast, she's going to kill me. But that was
that
how
so
badly
cute.
I wanted to grow up. So every year when they would do sex ed in school, they would also cover menstruation in my school. And every single year we would do anonymous questions. And my question would always be, "When will you get your period?" And I knew, okay, I knew that everyone's time was different, but I just had to ask it every single year in case someone would tell me a different answer. And all through that time, I would be the kid that was in Chapters or whatever bookstore reading books about my body's going through changes, because I was just such a curious kid, and I would like hide it in other books. But now I'm like, dude, everyone probably knew, and there were huge pictures of like, what does your vagina look like? I even remember one that was like, you should pick up a handheld mirror and sit on your bed and like look at your vagina to like.
That's good advice.
It is good
Everybody
advice.
Everybody should do that. Yeah.
You should know what it looks like.
Yeah. To get familiar with what it looks like, you know, because you would never really look down there otherwise. But anyways, all that to say, I was very excited when I got my period. And that happened in middle school when I think I was in grade 7, so about 14 years old. I signed up for a twister competition thing at school during lunchtime, and I felt a little bit of like a stomach cramp or a stomach ache. And after the competition was over, I went to the bathroom and I was like, oh my God, I got my period. But I was so excited, but also so nervous at the same time. Even though I felt like I was so prepared, I asked my best friend for a pad and she gave one to me. But I was so panicked about it. I literally put it on my underwear, didn't even take the sticky part off. So it like did not stick to my underwear. It was just
it's like floating.
Floating. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And then when I went home, I was like, oh, I didn't even see that sticky part. Like, in the moment, it was just like, put it down, let's go.
Oh my God. Wait, how old were you?
14.
Okay.
So did you tell your parents when you got home?
Oh, yeah. I was like, I got my period.
I was so you were, excited. Like, excited.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so funny because I,
oh
like.
Oh, my God, yes.
I was like, this is the worst thing that could ever happen to me.
What?
Yeah. So my sister and my mom had really terrible periods. And I knew that, like growing up, like, you know, you're around it. They're like complaining. You know, my sister was like in bed on her periods. Like, they were so bad. So I was like, oh, my God, like, I don't want that to ever happen to me. I was 11. I had just turned 11 and I was going into summer and I was going to summer camp with my best friend, Kelsey. It was like a day camp. And my mom dropped me off in the morning and she'd been saying for a long time, like, you're getting boobs, so you're going to start your period. And I was like, no way. Not going to happen to me. Just no, I don't want it. So I got to camp that morning and everything was normal. And then I had to go to the bathroom and I went to the bathroom and there was something in my underwear that wasn't normally there. And I remember just like instant panic. I was like in the stall and Kelsey was with me and I just went, Kelsey? And she was like, yeah. And I was aww, like, I think I started my period. And like, she was like, oh my God. Okay. I'm going to go run and get a counselor.
Oh.
And Kelsey had already started hers. She started very young. So she was like well versed, but she didn't have anything with her. And so she ran and got a counselor. A counselor came. We were all so young that they weren't expecting it. So she had to like drive to the store to get me pads.
What?
They didn't have any?
They didn't have anything.
Wait, how old were you?
I was 11.
They should have had some.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, they didn't have anything. She actually had to drive to the store and buy me like a whole pack of pads. Mm. So I'm in the bathroom waiting because I.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So like an hour probably.
Yeah. Kelsey's in there with me, of course, because she's a solid friend. Yeah. she's talking to me and like I'm just hanging out on the toilet. And so she comes back with these pads and she's like, do you know how to use them? I'm like, no. Like, I'm not, like,
yeah, how would you know?
No. And she's like, okay. So she explains to me how to use them. And I'm like, okay. And I'm the whole time I'm waiting for like pain to start because the only thing in my brain about periods is like, it's like excruciating pain because of my mom and my sister. So I'm sitting there like, I don't feel anything. Like,
yeah.
When's it like, gonna what's going to happen? So then I got it into my head. Oh, it must happen when you pee. Like, the pain must be associated with the pee, because I was like, blood comes out, like, it's the same thing. Like, I thought it was the same. So, I held my pee all day.
Aww.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I was terrified that it was going to hurt. And I remember I got home, and my sister was like, what's wrong with you? Because I was, like, doing, like, a pee-pee dance, you know? And she's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I really have to go to the bathroom. And she's like, go to the bathroom. And I'm like, it's going to hurt. And she's like, oh my God, no, just go. You'll feel so much better. So I went and she's like, do you feel better? I'm like, yeah. And she actually ushered me into the world of periods after that. She like told me everything and how it works and like how to use everything. And I was still like, I couldn't swallow pills yet. So I was taking like liquid Tylenol for cramps. I know. I'm like, I was such a baby.
Tylenol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a baby. I was terrified. I didn't.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I want it to happen. I was not excited at all. I was not like, I'm finally a woman. I was like, this sucks. None of my other friends had started yet other than Kelsey. So I felt like, I don't know. I was just like not ready. And then I was like, I'm the only sixth grader that has to carry around pads with her. Like, I was like convinced that I was the only one and I was so embarrassed by it. And like having to go to the bathroom and take it with you, I was just like, this is terrible. in sixth grade. Like,
oh, I mean, yeah. I think we said it before, but even now, like when you don't like flash it when you're carrying it to the bathroom, so you, like, shove it in your like sleeve or something. Mm-hmm. But like, we shouldn't.
Yeah, why do we do that?
We shouldn't.
At this point, I genuinely don't care. I'm like, yeah, I have a period. I'm a woman. Like, I genuinely don't care. And
oh
I
my
like,
gosh.
People make fun of me because, like, when I have to, like, buy pads and stuff, I'm, like, plopping them on the thing. Like, I don't care. Like, it's, I'm like, yep, on my period, here's the ibuprofen. Like, I don't care. I don't care
at the store. But, like, taking a pad, like, if I'm at a restaurant to, like, go to the bathroom, I'll still, like, bring my purse or, like, bring it
me
in,
too.
Like, a thing.
Yeah. Were your cramps as bad as your mom's and your sister's were?
Eventually, yes. But I actually was, like, crampless for, like, the first three times.
Only three times.
Yeah, and then it hit.
And then after, I was like, this isn't so
a
bad.
Lifetime
and
of
then,
pain.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, this isn't so bad. And then the fourth time, I was like, oh, my God, I get it now. Like, like, I was dying. So we all have endometriosis, so that doesn't help this matters at all. Yeah. But yeah, I was always like down for the count. Like, I missed school so many times on the first day of my period just because I just could not handle it. And I'm going to say this because I didn't know it when I was younger, but if you have to alter your life in any way, like majorly where you're missing work or school to the point where you can't get out of bed, there is something wrong and that's not normal. And you need to like go to your OBGYN and tell them. Cause I just thought this is normal. My mom and sister have this pain. I have this pain. Like everybody gets cramps, but it's not normal if it's affecting your day to day. You should be able to like pop a couple ibuprofen and power through. That was not the case for me. So don't feel like you can't, like it's just normal. If it's not normal to you, then it's not. And go get it checked out. Super important.
Menstrual hygiene day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Before I share my first period story, yours, Adrian, reminded me of just a funny thing about the book that you said you like you would get the books of naked people. So we bought a book for the girls that's like our bodies, like a book, like a, it's like cartoons sort of, but it is like that because it's like so important that they know what their body parts are called rather than using like weird pet names, you know. And so I wanted to get like a kid friendly book for that, and so we did, and it's a really good book and it tells like how babies are born and all that stuff. But there is one page where it's literally just like a naked man and a naked woman, and it's like pointing all the body parts out, and it's like super kid friendly obviously. But Sloan got like so into the book for like a week or so, and she was carrying it around all the time, and she would just open that page and be like, look, mom. And I'm like, yeah, there's the naked people. I'm like, oh my gosh, like she's gonna take this to school without me knowing it or something. But, so it's not,
she's like, today for show and tell.
Yeah. Let's learn about our bodies.
Yeah.
See, even like it's so good, right, that you're trying to normalize like all the body parts and stuff for your kid, but like I don't, something about it, man, kids just know, kids just know that there's something like funny or like special about the naked body. It's funny.
Even when Charlie will say something like my vagina, blah blah blah, I'm like, it sounds so weird coming from a 4-year-old.
I know like, but it is
but
so important.
Right?
It's important.
Important that they call it what it's actually called and not like the
pretty
names for it. Yeah, so important. That's awesome. I love that there's like books out there for that kind of thing.
There's
so you're not like having to sit down your like 4-year-old and be like,
how do I explain this?
Yeah.
So hard. So I got my first period when I was 13, and my cousin was actually getting married that weekend, and I was a bridesmaid in the wedding. And I remember being like really mean to my mom, like the days leading up to the wedding. And it was like, I didn't know why. I was just like pissed at the world. And I remember her like telling me at one point, like, why are you acting this way? And I'm like, I don't know. So luckily I was at home when I started, but it was like 2 days before this wedding. And I went to go to the bathroom and I had blood all in my underwear and I had no idea. Like, I didn't even think it was my period. And so I called for my mom and I told her that I think I had diarrhea in my pants.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's like, I don't know what happened. I think I pooped my pants. And she was just like, oh, no, you got your period. Like, she was all excited. And then she was like, okay, it makes sense of why I was acting like such a brat like the whole week. So I was glad to be at home, and she was able to like show me what to do pretty much like right then and there. But I remember being so self-conscious at my cousin's wedding, because I'm sure my mom told some of my like aunts and cousins. And so I was just like, everyone knows. Like, it was so, I felt so self-conscious, but yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Wait, how old were you?
I was 13.
13. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm jealous that you guys got more time.
Yeah, you were so young.
I was yeah. really little.
I was going to say, too, that I didn't start using tampons till I was like 17, because I was too scared to try. I'm actually not able to use them anymore, because when I gave birth to Sloan, I tore really bad. And I have a ton of scar tissue. And so if I try to use a tampon now, it's like insanely painful, which sucks. Yeah. But I use a menstrual cup now.
Oh.
Which is
better. So that doesn't bother like
no it's weird. The menstrual cup is fine because it's like rubber, but the tampon, because it's like paper, it's the taking it out part that it like rubs on mm-hmm. like where I have scar tissue, and it's like excruciatingly painful, so I just can't do it anymore. It's crazy. Wow.
I've tried the cup. Mm-hmm. I just could never, I don't know, it hurts to put it in.
It's very awkward. Yeah, you have to really figure out like a good method of getting it in.
Yeah,
I can't get into the cup idea. Like, how do you take it out without getting a mess?
It's really not messy at all.
Yeah.
Really?
You just kind of like, you squeeze it and just pull it out gently, and then everything stays in the cup. And it's like, you think there's going to be a ton of blood in there, but it's really not a lot ever. It's, and then I just rinse it off in the shower or the, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I could do that, just because I can't wear tampons either, because when I initially first started to try, having it in was terribly painful and would make my cramps worse.
Mm.
I don't know why, but it was always like that. So then I just stopped trying. Yeah. I don't know if it would be like that with a cup or not. Obviously never tried it, but
yeah.
What I think is really cool is the period underwear that's coming out.
I want to try those.
I tried Thinks, the brand, or was it NYX? Can't remember, whatever store there is in Toronto, and they have this like leak proof guarantee, so if it doesn't work for you, you can literally bring the period underwear back and they'll take it back and refund your money, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And so I bought a pair and I wore it and literally leaked through the entire underwear onto my chair. I have a stained chair now full of like period blood. But needless to say, I didn't use it because like it didn't work for me.
Man, that sucks. I really want to try it.
And I think it does work for some people, because I feel like it's whether your period okay TMI, but I think that when I tried it, I had just gotten like a fresh wax, so there was no hair to, you to know, like
be a filter.
Yeah, to like guide it where to go, all my blood. So it was just like everywhere.
I mean, I would love them if they work.
Try one and don't shave. Don't wax. If anyone's had success with period underwear, I would be so curious if you tell us whether you're waxed or you're not.
Yes.
That's my new theory.
Well, happy menstrual day, everyone.
Happy menstrual day.
Happy menstrual day.
Tell us your period horror stories. We love it.
May we all get our periods on the same day.
May we all sync up.
Yeah.
Okay, so we start with the previously on, and Kristen says, Jason and Lauren were so into each other, but he couldn't control himself around Jessica. Then we see clips of the fashion show and Jason kissing Jessica while Lauren watches. Kristen says, Lauren was pissed and Jason was devastated. But now that summer is coming to an end, Lauren decided to throw this big farewell party, and she invited someone I would have never expected. So the first scene is Lauren, Jen Bunny, and Dieter at Lauren's house. And Lauren asks, when does everybody leave? And Jen replies that she leaves in a week and Dieter leaves in 4 days. And I just have to say, Dieter looked so cute in this scene with his little hat and his little beanie.
Okay, but why was it so low to his eyebrows? It was like all the way down.
I don't know, sunglasses. But it sent me back to that time in my life, because I was a sucker for a boy in a beanie hat. Like,
oh, that's funny.
That was like it. Especially if they had like skater boy hair underneath.
Mm-hmm. Just the bangs showing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I would have been into Dieter just for the hat right now.
Oh, God, Candace.
I know. I knew you were going to say that, too. When I wrote it down, I was like, Adrian's going to give me shit for that because it's Dieter.
Well, I actually thought you guys were going to say something different. I put Jen's hair looks nice.
Oh.
And I'm like, ooh, they're not going to like that.
I don't, literally, this is going to sound so bad, but I try to spend the least amount of time looking at Jen. That's so bad. That's so
Watch
mean.
Out, we're going to get her as a guest.
I know, and she's going to be like, all of the things that you said about me?
Yeah.
Was like, so rude, and that's like not even me.
Yeah.
That's how she talks. Oh, Jen. Jen Bunny. Jen the rat.
Our pet rat.
Yes. Yeah, our pet rat, Jen Bunny. So Lauren asks if they're going to do something before everyone leaves. And Dieter says, do you know what my dream would be? I want everyone here. We get a bunch of cool food. And Lauren completely cuts him off. And she's like, no, this is what it's going to be. We're all going to get dressed up and we're going to get it catered. And I'm like, holy crap, I want a catered party.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, holy shit, can I come?
I know. First of all, it looked like a like chill vibe party. Like I would have totally loved to go to something like that, especially catered.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So Lauren asks who she's going to invite to her house, and Dieter immediately jokingly says Jessica, Jason, and Lauren replies, "Are you insane? Why would I ever invite that girl?" Poor Jessica. I mean, not poor Jessica, but poor Jessica.
I know. Wait, what?
No. Yeah.
Not poor Jessica, but poor Jessica because I love her. And then Dieter says that she should invite Kristen because she's so much more mellow now. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that even mean? Like, that they're not fighting? Or
she was, like, wild before.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he makes it sound like.
To be fair, she was zero drama at the fashion show.
That's true.
And I think that was part of the reason Lauren ends up inviting her.
Okay, I'm pretty sure they're talking about her being mellow because didn't she, like, fight Lauren in the bathroom, like, a year ago?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So, fine, she was mellow at the fashion show, but...
In terms of, like, what we see on the show, okay? Not her wild bathroom days. So, Lauren says that she's over it, and they're going to be living in the same town, and LA is a small place, which I said is funny because it's not, but they run in the same circle, so that makes sense. Right. And they would have been in the same places at the same time, so, like, exactly. I get that, but it's not small at all.
No.
LA is huge, but okay. It's funny because I'm like, they live in the same rich part, but, like, what if one of them was, like, living in Reseda, and the other one was living in, like... You know, like the Hollywood Hills, like that. They're never going to cross
paths. Oh my
gosh.
They would not run into each other.
No.
No.
Just funny. It's like, no, Hollywood is small. LA right. is large.
It's gigantic. Yeah.
So Lauren's phone rings and she makes a face and Jen asks her if it's Jason and she nods and she doesn't answer and she says, I can't talk to him. Then Jen asks, he's not invited to our party? And Lauren says, no, he's not allowed at my house. Not after the benefit. And I freaking love this about her dad. I think people were, like, kind of on the fence about it because it's kind of weird and controlling. But I love that her dad was, like, have enough respect for yourself and my family. He's not allowed here. He's not coming into my house. He disrespected you. That's it. Because that's how, like, my dad would have been.
Yeah, I didn't take that as controlling. I took that as, like, I'm protecting my daughter and, like, you did this horrible thing in front of everybody, so you're not allowed at our house. Yeah.
And I love it. I love that he's not allowed at her house. And I think it makes him be like, oh, like I'm not
I
allowed
can't mess
at her
with
house.
Her.
Yeah.
Right. And like her family knows I'm a piece of shit now. You know what I mean? Like I'm not allowed in her house.
I feel like I was surprised that Lauren said it out loud because I feel like I would be embarrassed to be like, oh, my dad said you can't come. Like as if like you're still following your parents' rules. But it's kind of different because, like, it lays the groundwork that, like, you are such a piece of shit and, like, I'm not going to talk to you. And, like, we all hate you, basically. So, like, don't ever come near me again. So,
yeah.
It's kind of cool that she said that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I love Lauren in this episode. I think she stands up for herself really well.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I love it. I love the whole situation. But I also want to, like, slap Jen Benny. Like, no, he's not invited to my party after he just kissed a girl in front of me. Jack wagon.
Can you have the same hate for Dieter who made that like annoying ass joke?
I mean, that was kind of funny.
Oh my god, the double standard.
I mean, you love it though, right? We love it. We love have Candace's weird opinions on things.
She stands who she stands, okay?
I stand who I stand. That's the truth, ain't it? So the next scene is Talon's house, and it's Jason and Talon, and Talon walks into the scene saying, "Flavor Flav."
I know.
And I was like, I love it. Cracking up. If you don't get this reference, you are not a millennial. Flavor Flav is an icon of his time, and he's a Swiftie, so we love it.
And, okay, for all the listeners, I can't remember what Candace posted, but like he liked one of our Instagram stories.
He did.
Before.
He did.
It was so random.
Somebody suggested that we do Flavor of Love next, and he liked it. Yeah. Or no, he viewed it. But yeah, I was cracking up because there are some things about this show that are timeless,
mm-hmm.
and that was not. That put me right back into the 2000s, like right away. Actually, this whole scene did. It was like the 2000 Lego was wild, but. He asks Jason what he's doing, and he sits down with what looks like sushi, okay, and he offers Jason some, and Jason says, "Gucci, what are these?" And I, again, 2000s lingo, so funny. I forgot that Gucci was a Gucci. Thing that people used to say, and it meant, like, I don't even know, like awesome or like good
yeah,
or
like cool. Yeah.
Like if people would say like, "How are you?" You'd be like, "Gucci." Like,
yeah. That's so weird thinking about that now.
You don't know. That's what that meant. And I just, oh my God, I was cracking up.
But also I loved how Talon was just like, he just like waltzed in with a plate of sushi.
Yeah.
Just like casually bringing sushi to Jason. I was like, where did this come from? And like,
yeah. And then he's like feeding Jason the sushi. Yeah. And like,
I know.
My God. So, yeah, Jason asks, he says, "Gucci, what are these?" And Talon says, "My mom." which is also so 2000s
oh,
and
yeah.
such boy humor. And it's, like, so glazed over. And, like, it's funny because I feel like Jason's like, "Dude, we're filming." Because the face he makes and, like, the laugh that's on his, like, his smile, I'm just like, he thinks this is ridiculous. Because, like, it's obviously.
Wait, you don't think that his mom made them?
Like, made the sushi?
Yeah.
He says, "What are these?"
Oh, okay. I totally thought that, like, he's like, "Oh, my mom made these."
He might have. I don't know.
Yeah,
if
maybe.
So, I missed
know.
It. But I thought he said, "What are these?" And he says, "My mom." Like, literally right after. And then Jason, like, is smiling at him like an idiot. So I was like, that's such a stupid joke.
Like a yo mama joke?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, I mean, I would have said, like, "Your mom."
Right.
That, you know,
yeah.
But I thought it was funny. But maybe we're missing a little bit of dialogue
maybe it's
there.
Like editing, because like, yeah, yeah, my mom, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Talon says, "Sounds like you had a rough night. Lost the love of your life." "Nah, I'm just kidding." And then Jason says, "Funny, dude." And Talon says, "It got worse." And Jason agrees and says, "It got worse." He's literally the worst. Then Talon says, "That chick, like, loved you, dude. I was like, you and Jason?" And she was like, "Dude, I love that kid." Jason asks if it was before or after what happened. And Talon says, "Before." Obviously.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, she is not into you. Not anymore. So Talon says, "I didn't mean to make you feel bad." And Jason says, "Dude, it sucks because I really liked her and it wasn't supposed to happen like that. Like, I wanted to, like, marry the chick." God, why does Jessica have to be there?
Infuriating.
Infuriating. Yeah. Like, because it's entirely Jessica's fault. I hate this conversation. I hate all of it.
I do love, though, that Talon is, like, he talks shit not only to the girls, but, like, clearly to his guy friends, too. Like, making him feel worse. Like, I kind of love that, actually.
So Talon says that Lauren feels hurt because she put so much into the relationship. He tells Jason to call and say, "Elsie, I need you to talk to me, but I literally need to sit down and have a person-to-person conversation. I'll meet you anywhere, anytime." Would you guys have responded to something like that after he kissed another girl in front of you?
I want to say no, but I probably would have.
Same. For closure, I feel like I would go and listen.
Oh, I would have too?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. There's no way that I would have been like, no.
Yeah.
I would have wanted to hear what he had to say, and I would have wanted to get back together totally.
No! Okay, yeah. I don't know about the getting back together, but I want to hear what he had to say.
I'm a sucker, and I know it. Like, I told you guys that story about my first, like, real boyfriend, and he cheated on me, like, a bunch, and then broke up with me, and I got with somebody else a couple weeks later, like rebound. And he, I remember he instant messaged me, like AOL instant messaged me and told me that I ruined everything and that we were supposed to get back together. Yes. And oh my now gosh. We're never yeah. getting back together.
Yeah.
And I was like, you were devastated. And of course, like, he didn't actually mean that. He was just mad that I was dating somebody else. But I right. was like, what do you mean we were going to get back together? Like, I still love you. It was really upsetting. And yeah, he told me that I ruined everything and I was supposed to like wait for him without like knowing that, apparently.
Wow.
Without him ever telling me that I was supposed to wait for him. So yeah, would I have met him? Absolutely 100%. Mm-hmm. Would I have wanted to get back together? Absolutely 100%. At least I know myself, you know?
Would you have had the same fury towards him though that Lauren had? I feel like that kind
of kissing changes. Another girl in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because honestly, cheating in front of me is totally different.
It's way different. Yeah.
If I don't see yeah. it, then it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. I can pretend mm-hmm. it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, if I'm looking at it in the face, that's totally different. So I think it might have been a little bit different of a situation. And like, I didn't know these girls. He actually lived like a 40-minute drive. So he lived with his dad and Tracy, and then he lived with his mom on the weekends, like in my hometown. So I didn't see him very often. And he went to, like, a totally different school and everything. So I didn't know these girls. So it was much easier for me to be like, that didn't really happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But with Lauren, it's kind of right in front of her face.
Yeah. That's way different.
So then we see Kristen, Jessica, and Alex at the beach. And Kristen asks if they're going to Lauren's tonight. And Alex says she's not sure if she is, but Jessica says she's not. Kristen asks why, and Jessica says, are you serious? And Alex says, think of the situation. Jessica says, I'm not going to go on her territory after I, like, hooked up with her boyfriend. Kristen says, you create a little bit of drama. I can't believe you would do that to Lauren. And Alex says, with Jason, and, like, pushes her. And Kristen says, obviously, I love you 20 more times than Lauren, but, like, you just don't do that. Yeah, when Kristen is sticking up for Lauren, you know you did something wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And Jessica says, are you kidding me? I hate people who do that. Are you kidding me? And Kristen says, well, you're one of them.
Oh my God. I wrote, I hate bitchy Kristen, but I also love that she like holds her friends accountable.
Yes, yeah. Me too.
Well, Jessica needs it.
Yeah.
And then Alex asks, did you seriously kiss Jason? And Kristen answers for her and says, yeah. And then Jessica says, can I tell you something without you, like, freaking out? It wasn't like I pursued him and tried to kiss him. It just happened. He grabbed my face. We kissed. Yeah, it takes two people to do that stuff. So, yeah, I'm at fault, too. But it's not like I went and pursued him. Where do we stand on this, ladies? I know last week I said that Jessica leaned in or whatever. But I don't know. This whole conversation just makes me cringe. And I don't know where I stand anymore.
I mean, I still feel like he initiated the kiss, but I think, like, for her to even be playing into it with him and just, like, mm-hmm. be open to it is why she's in the wrong, too.
And even just, like, the flirting with him and stuff yeah. that happened before that even went down. Like, she wanted that to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I do love Jessica, and, like, it clouds my judgment sometimes, but they're just both wrong. They're both wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I think it's funny that Jessica's defense mechanism is to say, like, I hate people who do that.
Yeah.
Or, like, oh, you know, like, it's just funny. Like, it's always the same. Like, you can't possibly hate people who do that because you literally just did it.
That's what you did. Yeah. You are that person.
So then we see Alex, M, and Taylor and Morgan. And the scene starts with Taylor saying, so Lauren's party tonight, it's going to be fun. But then at the end, having to say goodbye to everyone. And they all say it's really sad and it's the last time they'll all really be together. And Alex wonders if Kristen will come say goodbye. And Morgan says, I wouldn't count on it. Taylor says she doesn't think Kristen's ever been to Lauren's house before. And Taylor says that it sucks when it's the girl you hate and you walk in and the house is amazing. And you're like, this makes me hate her more. Which, yeah, if I was Kristen, I wouldn't want to walk into Lauren's house either. That's insane. I honestly can't believe she ends up doing it.
But barely.
Oh, I know. I would have been so uncomfortable. So then they talk about dress code and what they should wear before wondering if Jessica is coming. And Morgan says that she heard that she wasn't invited and she's not allowed. I mean, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Taylor says, Lauren is really hurt. She really liked Jason. And Alex says, everyone just needs to get over Jason. Like, come on. When do people learn? And I'm like, you're one to talk, Alex. You dated him after Jessica and he treated her like shit.
I also loved Alex in this scene, though, and she's like, freaking A. Yeah. Why is everyone still talking about Jason? Yeah.
They all looked really good in this scene. Like, Taylor and Morgan they did. Had chunky necklaces going on. Alex had her, like, dark hair. Yeah, they just looked really cute.
Alex looked really pretty, yeah.
Yeah, they did all look really good. Taylor looks really good these last couple episodes, actually. Like, she just looks sun-kissed and, like, ready to go.
She does, yeah.
So then we move on to Lauren's party, and we're at Lauren's house, and we see her setting up for the party, and we see Lo arrive, Steven, Dieter, and Heidi. I think Heidi's already there, actually.
Hang on, I have to tell you guys something about this scene, so... Yeah. Kyle watched this episode with me a while ago, and when Steven enters the house, he goes, "The party has arrived." Yeah. And we laugh so hard at that, and then he like points like,
yes.
Who? I don't know. And so we have like been saying that to each other like forever since we watched it together. So I told him, I'm like, we're doing the party has arrived episode tonight. We were just, it like, I don't know. It's just funny. Like when he comes home, like he said that to me a few times, like the party has arrived. So
Steven is something else.
He is so funny. He's yeah.
I know. And I know you hate it, but I actually think it's like kind of cute.
It goes both ways for me. Yeah.
Say some of his awkward stuff because I can never like write it down because I'm just like, I glaze right over it because I think he's so ridiculous.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Also, I feel like we've seen Lauren in this top before and I can't remember where, but like her hair up in a ponytail is so pretty. And Lo, by the way, she's in this with this like bouffant hair and she's dressed I don't know, like baggy housewife clothes. I know. I was like, what is this?
When she gets out of the car, I'm like, where is she going? Yeah. Like the PTA meeting? Like, it's very strange. So Lauren and Steven are cuddling on a chair together, and Lauren tells Steven that everyone is coming minus Jason and Jessica. And Steven jokes, what are they doing tonight? Do they have a hot date tonight? God. Like such an asshole. And they all start eating as more people arrive. It's like Alex, Taylor, and Morgan. And Taylor sits with Lauren, and she tells her, good on you for not letting Mr. And she trails off, and Lauren whispers, Jason? Lauren says she told him that he is not welcome at her house anymore. Taylor says, all of us were like, what is she doing? But at the same time, you have to see it for yourself. Lauren says that it sucks because she cares about him as a person, and Taylor agrees that it sucks and that you want to be the one that is good for them. Lauren says, you just have to hope that you're worth changing for. Heartbreaking.
I know, so sad.
I hate that she says that.
I know, and it's like, you never want to think that way.
No.
But you do, though. You so do.
I know, you always do.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel for her, but...
A healthy relationship, neither person has to change. And it just, yeah, it just sucks that she feels that way, yeah.
And then Taylor says that it's hard not to forgive him because it's like, he's so nice when he's saying sorry. And I was like, Taylor, what? Of course he's nice when he's saying sorry. And then Lauren says he's a good apologizer. And Taylor says they all are, which I totally related to. And then Lauren says, boys suck. And then we get a scene of Alex H., Kristen, and Jessica eating. And whatever they're eating looks delicious. It's like a sandwich.
I think they had Subway. I was trying to figure
that
out.
Was it Subway?
I'm pretty sure it was Subway. Because
I thought it was like some gourmet sandwich place, the way that Kristen was eating that sandwich.
I actually like paused it and rewound because Jessica's like cutting her sandwich at one point. And I was like, why is she cutting it? It was really weird. And then we saw like the wrapper and it was like the green and yellow.
Oh, no
so
way.
I'm pretty sure it was Subway.
I thought it was some gourmet sandwich shop.
Maybe it was.
I thought it was like what Jason brought during their Valentine's Day dinner. Like it reminded me of that. But I don't know what they had.
We need to know.
Yeah.
I know. It looked good, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So Alex says, do you guys think they're all having fun at Lauren's? And Kristen says, yes. She's like, got total FOMO. And Jessica says, the two of them should go. And Kristen says, no. Could you imagine walking in? And Alex says that they would be welcome because it's supposed to be a party for everyone to say goodbye. Then she says that she thinks that they should just stop by. And Alex says that it could be closure for Lauren and Kristen. And Kristen asks Alex H. if they stop by, would Alex leave with her if she wants to leave? And Alex says, of course. And then Jessica tells them they should go for the second time. And Jessica looks super pumped to be telling them to go to a party without her.
I love Alex. She's such a good friend. Like, being like, I'll come with you, and if you feel awkward, I'll leave with you.
Oh my God, that's like standard.
Yeah.
But like, you know, some people don't do that. Like, they want to be at the party more than
ew, really?
They'll come with you. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
No, of course
I don't like friends like that.
You know, the only thing I could stare at in this whole scene was Kristen's like highlight on her brow bone. Mm. Like, that was all I could see. That was like such a 2000s thing to like highlight your brow bone with a bit of shimmer and like when you're doing your makeup. And I was just like, she looks so pretty in this scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her makeup looked really good.
She does look pretty. She always looks pretty. Back at the party, everyone is talking about how Taylor hasn't packed yet and she leaves on Tuesday. Steven and Lauren talk about leaving and how it didn't feel real. And Steven says he wasn't sure if he was depressed or not, but the last couple of days leading up to it, he got pumped. Kristen calls on the phone and Steven asks her if she's fashionably late or just tardy. And Lauren tells Steven to tell Kristen to get her little butt up here, which I thought was really cute, actually. Because, like, obviously, like, everyone's waiting to see what Lauren says. And she's just like, tell her to come.
Yep.
And then we flash to a scene of Kristen and Alex H. driving up to Lauren's house. And Kristen says, can we seriously be bitches only? And then Alex sings it back to her. And then Kristen says, I never thought I'd be driving up to Lauren's house and being like, yeah, let's go hang out. And Kristen says she doesn't like the walking in part. And Alex H. says that it's because it's Lauren's territory. Kristen says she's going to college and there's no point in having this bitterness between them. She says that the whole Steven thing happened and it sucked that it happened. And Alex says, I mean, that's not cool to steal someone's boyfriend. I was so annoyed by that line.
Why though?
I was like, ain't nobody steal anybody's boyfriend. That is like not what happened at all. That was not the situation.
Well, what wasn't like Lauren kind of getting it in there while Kristen and Steven were kind of on and off?
They were on a break.
On a break, yeah.
They were on a break!
Yeah.
You know, okay, so she makes it a point to say that she's going to college, but she's not going to college.
I noticed that too.
So it's so weird that she's like woven that in.
Maybe she was planning on it at first.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so, because that's when her and Alex H. moved in together in LA.
Yeah.
After this, so.
Well, maybe MTV wanted it to sound like
definitely.
That.
Yeah.
Like, this was definitely MTV, but like they've gotten so good at just like weaving it into their own story that it was just so like nonchalant.
Yeah.
Kristen says that she's over it and she doesn't like to hold grudges, and she did for a long time with Lauren because she really loved Steven and that wasn't cool. Then they show Alex and Kristen walking through Lauren's gate. Kristen gives a huge sigh before walking in, and it's the most set up thing by MTV ever.
That's what she said on Back to the Beach. She's like, yeah, they made me walk in like a few times and give that like look. She didn't do it often, but like that was one of the scenes that they made her redo.
You can tell, yeah.
We then hear a soundbite of Kristen saying, I can't believe I'm at Lauren's house, before they walk through her front door and through the house. Steven meets them at the top of the stairs, and Kristen says, we didn't know it was a dress-up party. And Alex says, everyone's wearing dresses, but whatever. How do they not know that? Like, who didn't tell them? Who invited them and didn't tell them?
I mean, I feel like they were invited but not really expected to come.
Yeah.
So it's like, whatever.
So they weren't given all the details.
Yeah.
But I didn't think they looked that bad. Like, Kristen was still in a skirt. I know Alex was in jeans, but it's like...
Like in a jean skirt, though.
They weren't in, like, their pajamas.
Yeah. So Steven then brings them down to the party and says he found these girls in the bushes.
I found these girls in the bushes.
Okay. And I don't know if you guys caught this, but at the table... You hear someone saying, wait, are you really dating Cedric? And Alex is nodding. And then someone says, wait, I didn't know that.
What? I didn't catch that.
Yes. You guys have to rewatch it. No, oh my God. I was like, I've never caught that before. Mm-mm. So I think Alex and Cedric were dating at this point.
For how long? Like,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, super weird.
Yeah.
So then we see Kristen sort of bypass Lauren and not say hi. And someone says, that was really rude. Did you guys hear that in the background?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then we see Lauren and Gin Bunny exchange looks. And Steven goes and sits with Alex and Kristen, and they're joking around and talking, and we see Alex M. say in, like, a fake sad voice, "They're clicking again."
I don't know why Steven did this. It bothered me really bad that he just, like, was like, "We're going to sit over here," when he easily could have been like, "Come over here and sit at the table with all of us." It was so weird.
I think he was trying to make them feel more comfortable, and it, like, right. wasn't.
He, like, isolated them rather than, like, being like, "Hey, Kristen, did you see that Alex did this?" I don't, you know what I mean? He could have brought the conversation together somehow.
Yeah, totally.
It was weird. I do think it was really rude of Kristen to not even acknowledge Lauren walking into her house. Mm-hmm. Like, just say hi.
Yeah.
Anything.
You're at her house. Yeah.
And it could have been a great scene for them to reconcile.
Oh my gosh, totally. Yeah.
And I think I was, like, really hoping for that when mm-hmm. I saw that she went to the party. And, like, it was really kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
It was super disappointing, yeah.
And I actually kind of took Steven going to Kristen as, like, him still, like, being on her side in this, like, Kristen, Lauren, like, mm-hmm. whatever thing.
That's what it looked like, yeah.
Lauren was pissed when he was leaving and he went to, like, hug her.
That's She's so like, rude that he would leave with them.
Yeah.
So Kristen says, "God, this is so weird." And Steven says, "Are you leaving?" And then they both end up deciding to leave together. And Kristen goes over and gives Heidi a hug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Steven kisses Lauren on the head. And Lauren looks thrilled. And Kristen stops before she's leaving as if she's going to say goodbye to Lauren. But then says, "Oh, whatever. I don't really care." Before leaving. And we just see Lauren shake her head before saying, "That was kind of mean." So Morgan S. comes over and asks where Steven went, and someone says he left with Kristen, and Lauren makes a face.
Can I say one thing before we end? This party kind of looked really lame.
I agree. Yeah.
I don't agree with that. I think it looked so chill. I would have loved to go to a party. It was chill. They're like sitting, hanging out, talking.
It was like kind of awkward.
It looked like every other night. Like, it didn't really seem special, aside from the food.
And it was so forced.
I thought there'd be more people there. Yeah.
It was, like, a forced group from the show to, like, come together. It wasn't, like, a fun party. Yeah.
I will say the party, the barbecue, looked more fun.
Yes. That's what I would have expected this to be like, but it wasn't at all. Yeah.
And they got, like, catering, but only, like, what, 8 people came or something like that? I don't know.
Right.
I think I just, like, the vibe. Like, the chill, like, like, I would like a party like that, but, like, you know, it probably isn't super fun. Like, but I like chill vibes like that. So I think I was like, oh, like, it was a nice night, and, like, they're out by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the next scene is Kristen, Jessica, and Alex H., and Kristen says to Jessica, "You're really amped you didn't go last night. It was so much fun," and she's being sarcastic. And Alex says, "She was wearing jeans and Kristen's wearing a little jean skirt and everyone was wearing dresses and all the guys were dressed nicely." And Kristen said, "It was really awkward and didn't help the situation with Lauren at all because she didn't even talk to her. So the whole point was worthless." And then Kristen says, "Steven left with them and they went and got more food after the catered party."
And after their Subway.
Yes, yeah.
And then she said it was the first time that she and Steven hung out in a long time where it was good and they were just friends. And then Jessica's phone rings in the distance, and she asks if she can go get it. Which, why are you asking?
Just get
your phone.
Yeah.
Like, do you need permission from Kristen to answer your phone? And Kristen just kind of sighs, and she's like, "Why are you expecting a call from someone like Jason?" And then they all just kind of laugh. Yeah. Because probably.
Yeah.
And she is, like, a little extra excited to get her phone, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe it's Cameron.
Maybe.
So the next scene is Lauren, Heidi, and Jen shopping, and Heidi says that last night was the most relaxing night they've had in a while, and they all agree. And Lauren asks who left first, and they decipher that it was Kristen, Steven, etc., and they briefly talk about how they didn't stay long. And Lauren says she needs new shoes because she's had a rough couple of days, and shoes make her feel happy. Valid.
Oh, yeah. Relatable.
Shopping makes me happy. I'm not, like, a huge shoe person.
Yeah. Like, what do you guys buy when you feel sad?
Books. Clothes.
Clothes. Yeah.
Coffee. Like, my perfect day to, like, is a pick-me-up is, like, starting the morning with iced coffee, going to Barnes & Noble, picking out some new books, and, like, ending at, like, Kohl's or Target. And then I go home and watch reality TV, and that's a perfect day.
That sounds awesome.
It sounds like a good day. Yeah,
you guys can come join me anytime.
Oh my god, I will be at home shopping on Amazon nowadays. That makes me happy.
Every now and then I have to go out and just feel the vibes.
It's different when now having kids, going out by myself or just me and Kyle is like amazing because you don't have to worry about if someone's hungry or if they have to go to the bathroom or if they have to touch everything. So it's like when we get to go to the mall by myself, it's like heaven.
Heaven.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't happen very often, but yeah.
I know. Yeah. More power to moms, man. You guys are... I don't know how you guys do it because I would literally be like, stop touching that. Like, I'd be like a monster in public.
I mean, yeah. That's why we have like tablets and things like that.
Yeah.
And lots of snacks, a never ending amount of snacks. Yeah.
I have to tell you guys this story. I had a boss who her daughter was like having a tantrum one time outside of McDonald's. And so instead of going in and eating at McDonald's like she planned, she locked her in the car, went into McDonald's, ordered a meal for herself, sat at a table directly in front of the car, and ate it in front of her while her daughter was throwing a tantrum in the car.
How old was the kid?
Like 5.
That's bad. That's really bad.
I just had to share that with you since we were talking about kids. And I'm like, I feel like that would be me as a mom. I just can't handle it. So I'm locking you in the car.
That's a great lesson to teach your kids.
I know. And Liz, the mom, goes,
no.
That's yeah, I know. I'm like, don't judge.
I would go through the drive-thru, buy myself food, and then just go home. And the lesson would be, you didn't get a Happy Meal, but I did. But I would not lock my kid in the car.
Okay, no. I guess so. Yeah.
This was like also like the 90s. So like I it think things were
socially acceptable to lock your kid in the car. Yeah.
Way different, yeah.
But like I always tell people, like when I see kids acting up at a restaurant, I am like shocked because my mom, no. Like there was no way. If I was acting some type of way, all she had to do was look at me and I fucking knew.
Would you get in trouble when you came home though?
No. But I think the fear of getting in trouble was, like, worse. If I did act a certain way, I knew we were leaving. Mm. So, like, she would not put up with it, even if it meant she didn't get to eat.
Right.
Like, we were leaving. So, like, I knew, like, it wasn't going to end well for me. Like, why act like that? Because I'm not going to get, like, anything out of it. But, yeah, like, it shocks me because, like, my mom would have been like, nope, we're leaving. And we would have left.
It's one of those things where people always say, like, when I have kids, this is how it's going to be, but you don't know. And when you do have kids, that's not how it is. You know, it's just like everybody's the best parent until they have a child. Yeah. So it's just like, I don't judge anyone anymore for stuff like that. I've had times where we're at a restaurant and like Charlie is the kid who's acting up in the restaurant. That's just her. And it'll be for no reason at all. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to pick you up and we go outside and I have to have a discussion with her of like, if you don't get it together right now, then this is what's going to happen. And 9 times out of 10, she's like, okay. And then we go back in and the rest of the time is fine. But still like picking up a screaming kid and walking through a restaurant alone is like the worst. Like I feel like everyone's looking at me. Everyone's like, that woman's child is screaming. So
are you like yelling at her or are you like talking to her nicely?
Oh no, I don't yell at her in public. Like, I mean, you know, I'm human, it happens, but I try to keep it as calm as I possibly can.
Bless
in public.
You,
yeah.
Liz. Good for you.
I know. And I honestly
it's hard. It's so hard.
I can't imagine that sweet little cheruby face.
I know.
Being anything but sweet.
Oh my gosh. Well, she's like, I'll pick her up from preschool and they're like, she's so good. She never has any problems. And then the whole car ride home, she's screaming at me because I'm not like playing the song she wants, you know? And I'm like, why were you so good for your teachers? So
she's saving it for mama.
She is so cute. I know. Mm-hmm. Every time you post her, I'm like, she's so cute.
She's hilarious. She
makes my ovaries hurt. Like some kids just make your ovaries hurt. Yeah. She's one of them. She's stinking cute. You make some cute babies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Heidi says, when in doubt, shoo it out. And then she says she can't wait to move to LA. Jen asks who she thinks they're going to hang out with. And Heidi asks if she'll hang out with Steven. And Lauren says she thinks he might do his own thing up there, which he totally does because we never see him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And Jen then asks if she's going to hang out with Jason. And Lauren says, we'll see. And then Jen says, you know what Jason said to me? He said he was devastated. And then Lauren rolls her eyes. And Heidi says, he's such a good guy. It's just unfortunate. And then Jen says, oh, I wouldn't say the good guy line. And then immediately says, no, he's a good guy at heart. And Heidi says, he's just self-destructive. And so Jen asks Lauren, so there's no chance that you would ever... And Lauren shrugs.
That face she makes.
Like, I know. Come was on, she already, Lauren. Like, thinking of getting back together with him? Like, God.
She had to have been, yeah.
I think either that or MTV said, don't close the chapter completely.
Mm. Yeah.
For the viewers, you know?
That's true. I would be inclined to, like, believe that because Lauren was so, like, steadfast on never letting him come back into her life.
I also mm-hmm. wonder, like, did MTV have any push in making Jason, like, reconcile with Lauren in the Hills? Like, I know he really liked her, but, like, it did make for fantastic television. Like, you could have written this better, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it carried all of us, like, from Laguna Beach watching right into the Hills.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just very good timing,
Yeah.
I don't know. So the next scene, Jason calls Jessica while she's driving and asks her if she wants to cruise by real quick. And she does. This whole scene, I hate it. It's so manufactured. It makes me want to, like, punch people.
Totally. They're, like, so forced into, like, this conversation.
Why are they having, like, they both don't want to be there at all. So Jessica asks him how he is, and he says, good. Well, kind of feeling sick. And then Jason asks her what she's been up to and tells her that he's getting ready to move to L.A. And then Jessica asks him if he's excited. And he says, yep. Like, the worst conversation. Jessica asks, how's Lauren? Like, obviously MTV told her to ask that. And Jason says that they're just trying to work things out after what happened. And Jessica says, it's amazing that something that little can, like, whatever. First Alex, now Lauren. Great. I'm just on a roll. I have you to thank for that. And then Jason says, it was you. And Jessica says, I didn't kiss you. And Jason says, yeah, you did. And Jessica says, no. People saw you grab me and kiss me. Thank you very much. I did not kiss you. You cannot blame that on me. And then Jason says, this has been crazy. And Jessica agrees and tells him that he should call Lauren. And Jason says, thank you. Before she says, yeah. And leaves and tells him good luck with life.
It was so awkward.
Yeah, that last bit was, like, so weird.
Yeah, so weird. So clipped together. It was like, how do we end this?
Yeah.
I know. And then you should call Lauren. Like, what? That was so weird.
Yeah.
I don't actually think we saw that come out of her mouth, so I feel like that was edited.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair is also a different color, so this was definitely, like, filmed later.
Like, way after the fact,
Yeah.
And they obviously haven't seen each other in a while, and it's, like, super awkward.
Right.
And, like, yeah, I hated this scene.
And just him, like, sitting on the front porch like that, even, like, the way that it was shot was weird. I don't know.
I know. Who sits there like
And, like,
that?
Whose house was that? Was that Jason's house?
Yeah, whose house was that? The birdhouse he was sitting next to and stuff. It was just weird,
The whole thing was awkward and weird. The way she said, how's Lauren, reminded me of her, I deserved it. I don't know why.
Oh, it was, like, in that same tone. Yeah. How's Lauren?
Yeah, and I was just like, it was weird. So then we see Jason call Lauren, and he asks her if he could come by and talk to her. And Lauren says that that's fine, but he can't come inside. Her dad won't let him. Love it. So then he shows up, and the two have awkward introductions before Jason asks how she's been. And Lauren says, good. And then Jason says he wanted to come over and apologize and say he's sorry. And Lauren says, for kissing another girl in front of me? And he says, yes, I don't know. It just sucks because I still like you and stuff, but I know what I did was. And Lauren says, dumb. And Jason says, dumb. But I don't know. I just wanted you to know that I'm really sorry and that I still do like you.
This is, like, so much for Jason. Like, he is a man of not many words. So, like, for him, him trying to talk is him being in second grade. Like,
totally, yeah.
Like, and I get it. They weren't, like, in love yet, but.
Right. But close to it.
Yeah.
I thought it was really funny that he was wearing a shirt that said trust all over it. Because I was like, it was like a subliminal, like, you can trust me, Lauren. Look at my shirt.
She was so icy in this
scene. I know. I love it.
Like, it was so good.
I actually looked at her and I'm like, are her eyes like a light blue? I can't even tell. But she just looked like the icy was in her eyes too.
Yes.
I love every part of it. It was perfect.
The arms folded, like the body language. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
So Lauren says, is that supposed to make it better? And Jason says, no, but it's true. How do you feel about everything? And Lauren says, I feel like you kissed another girl in front of me and I trusted you. And if you were going to do it in front of me, I don't even want to know what you did not in front of me. Like, put yourself in my position, honestly.
Don't, Lauren.
Oh, I know.
These are the scenes that make you, like, love her.
I know. Exactly. I love it. And Jason says, I know. So Lauren says, how would you feel if I kissed an ex-boyfriend right in front of you? But I was sorry.
And that, like, evil little smile that she has is so good.
That's my favorite. Just, but I was sorry.
Yeah.
Jason says, I would have been pissed too. I know. And Lauren says, you don't go to a family function in front of all of my friends and all of my family and kiss me in front of all of them and then go kiss another girl and have everyone know. Like, that's humiliating for me. So freaking proud of this girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For standing up for herself, because you kind of get locked into the, like, okay, like, I mean, not me now, but back then you're like, eh, it wasn't that bad. And, like, maybe, like, he really likes her and, like, whatever. But, like, no, she's right. You don't go to a function where her entire family was probably there and kiss her and say that that's your girlfriend and then go and kiss someone else and everybody knows about it now. Like, that's terrible. Like, the way she puts it into perspective is fantastic. He really does need to know that he did something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the other girls just kind of forgave him. So.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing that at that age, she was able to say all of this.
Oh my gosh. Because
these would be all of her thoughts, but, like, I would not have the balls to say that at this age.
She just has really strong morals and convictions.
Yes.
And I honestly think her parents should get credit for that.
Totally.
Because she's always had a very strong sense of how she should be treated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Hold on. Except Steven, I know. Right?
I know. But she was still not happy with Steven.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't think that he was treating her well.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Jessica situation.
No, not at all.
And then Jason says he totally understands. And Lauren says, it just sucks. Like, I don't understand. You ruined everything. You know that, right? Ooh, gut punch.
So good. Get him, Lauren. Get him.
I know.
Yes.
And he says, yep. And Lauren says, I don't know what you want me to say. And Jason says, there's nothing more. And then he says, all right, well, and Lauren says nothing. She just turns around and goes back inside. And I was like, that was chef's kiss. Perfect television.
Oh my God.
Were we not all glued to our seats during that scene?
Totally. Oh, yeah. Like, she was definitely hoping he would say more and, like, apologize or, like, you know, be accountable. But, like, he just freezes and he doesn't know what to say. And when he doesn't know what to say or he feels backed up in a corner, he's just like, yep, you're right.
Yeah.
This is the scene. Like, if I was a producer, I would have been like, Lauren needs her own show.
Yeah.
That was perfect television. And I don't think they coached her at all.
No, I don't think
so. No, not at all. Yeah, I think that was all her. Yeah.
Because I was thinking about this today. I was literally like, what made them give Lauren her own show versus Kristen?
Because
they were both moving to LA.
See, I think Kristen was offered it first, but she didn't want to because she wanted to go to LA to be, like, an actress.
Oh, is that what happened?
And that's when it went to Lauren. Yeah, because Lauren wasn't that compelling as, like, a character throughout Laguna Beach, I feel like, until the very end of, like, season two, where she really, like, shined, I feel like, in these episodes.
Interesting. Yeah. But as a producer, if I had been, like, given the choice between the two of them and then I saw this scene, I would have picked Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Mostly because, I mean, looking at it now, I'd have been like, she's empowering for girls. She's, like, smart. She's beautiful. She's going to go be a fashion, like, designer. Like, I would have been, like, all about her at this point.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have asked me at the beginning of season two, I would have said Kristen. She's going to give us better television.
See, I, like, think about that scene where Kristen's, like, setting her boundary with Steven when she was in San Fran. Of course, she's not, like, Steven didn't do anything quite as bad, but, like, Kristen also held her own.
Yeah. She did. You know? She did. It's very similar, yeah.
Yeah.
But Kristen does it in a abrasive way, and I feel like Lauren, like, and it's not anything, it's just their personalities.
Right.
But I feel like Lauren has that girl next door, like, sweetness about her. She's palpable for television. Like, people, it's easy to digest her.
She's more likable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think Kristen has more of the it girl factor.
Yeah.
I still think so. As much as, like, I don't like her as much anymore, but, like, I think if you came off the show, Kristen had more of that special Hollywood,
whatever. Hollywood star. Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
It's interesting because, like, if she went through as bad of a breakup, I feel like it would have been awesome to see Kristen in a scene like this because she would have reamed
heck
out of whoever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have a favorite outfit this episode?
Mine was Lauren's party outfit. I thought she looked really pretty. I think she looks really pretty in halter tops like that, the black and white one that she was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite outfit was Kristen's party top. Like, just that, like, little tank top.
The orange tank top.
Yeah, and her brow bone highlight, which I freaking love. Like, she just looks so good.
I almost said that outfit, but something about that orange tank top was, like, paisley. And I hated that, but I liked her shoes and her skirt. But that orange tank top, like, it couldn't get top outfit for me.
It was kind of like that Taylor Caribbean outfit. Not totally, but, like, it reminded me of that. A little bit,
yeah.
Yeah. I said Lauren's end outfit. The white tube top and the statement necklaces, the Rockin' Republic jeans and the side braid.
Side braid,
so, the jeans have the crowns on the butt, and I think I said those were True Religion in another episode. They are not. I looked it up just to make sure. They're called Rockin' Republic jeans, and they were also designer jeans, but I think my whole life I thought they were True Religion when I would see them. But they were like $300 jeans.
Oh gosh.
Wait, what were True Religion's, like, logo?
It was like a T on the butt sometimes. Sometimes it was like a saddle.
Okay, yes, I see the saddle.
But yeah, for some reason I thought the True Religions were the crowns, but no, Rockin' Republic. And I didn't even know what they were called back then. I just knew they were designer jeans, I guess. So, amendment, they were not True Religion. Did you guys have a favorite moment?
On three. One, two, three. Lauren.
The party has arrived.
Oh no! I didn't even say mine.
Nope, I know it's not.
You win, Liz. I love that one.
I know. Wait, what was yours?
I was going to say that whole scene with Lauren and Jason at the end.
No, my favorite moment, though, specifically is, but I was sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I ruined it.
No, I totally, we were on different pages, all of us.
I know.
Oh, it's funny.
I love that. The party has arrived.
I need to get the sound bite of that and just, like, play it at the end of this episode for everyone.
He's so funny. Oh my god.
And you need Steven to be the sound bite at the very beginning, Liz.
Okay.
Just the saying that. Has arrived. Yeah.
I can do that.
So we're all laughing right now, and I'm thinking it was so funny because I could, like, hear our theme song start to play. Because we're always always laughing at the end of the episode. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in to Millennial TV. If you like what you hear, we do this every week, so please subscribe or follow anywhere you podcast. We love hearing from our listeners, so feel free to reach out to us at millennialtv@gmail.com. That is millennialtev@gmail.com. We also have an Instagram. We are Candace, Liz, and Adrian, your Millennial TV hosts, and we will see you next week.
The party has arrived.